You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
For over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up,
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. We have a beautiful, lovely, great show for you today, and I really mean it. Today's show, well, You'll just hear about it in a few minutes.
Where's Chris?
No, he sees Chris. You, Michael.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, here we go with the show.
Oh, I like
right
that.
Right now. What are you saying already?
I like that.
You're like, she likes it. Listen to this.
Here
she
we
likes
go with
it.
The show.
To my left, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder.
Hello.
How you doing, Lynn?
I'm doing. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the March 5th, 2017 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome.
And to my right, we have our co-host today is, what is your name, man? What is your name? Gary Sinclair.
By God, you got him, Michael. I'm back again.
That's it. Gary Sinclair.
And this chair's a little low over
and
there.
And today we have a special guest in the studio all the way from... Where are you from? All the way from where? Orlando, Florida?
Orlando, Florida.
Orlando, Florida. His name is Edward Johnson. Edward Johnson is the CEO of Lynx. That's right, Lynx. If you know what Lynx is, it's not airplanes. It's called buses here in Orlando.
That's right.
Is that right, Mr. Johnson?
That is correct.
You can give your official title.
I said CEO.
Yeah.
I said CEO.
Central Florida Regional.
But employee, that's who I am.
Aw.
Lynx employee. I am so happy to be here, and I'm already having a whole lot of fun. This is great. I love the energy and the excitement, so I'm looking forward to the next 2 hours.
Okay.
And if I may, Michael, I would like to announce that not only Ed is here with us tonight, but... We have a sponsor. It's called Lighthouse. And Ed is proud to be on. He just joined to be on the council.
He's on the board.
Board of directors.
Yes, he is.
So, welcome.
Thank you.
What, Lynn?
And welcome.
Yes. My main man is here. That's right. Behind the boards, Chris Shaw, all the way from Sanford, Florida. It's Chris Shaw.
I'm trying to get right over here, but I'm working it.
Yeah, you're working it? Okay. Yeah. Chris Shaw is behind the scenes, behind the glass.
And happy fourth birthday to your daughter.
That's right.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
I feel four, too.
All right.
If I see another princess, I don't know how I'm going to act.
Oh, wow.
Listen, before we get really started with the show, there's a couple things we have to discuss. First, I want to give a nice, beautiful shout-out to a gentleman who I just met, really nice man from Philadelphia. That's right. Name is Kenny. And love talking to him. Kenny, hope you listen to the show. And hope you listen to it and you like it. Maybe even call in. And when we do music, you're more than welcome to call in and win a prize. By the way, the phone number is 407-894-1680. Also, all of us who listen to the show, if you can, she may be listening to the show. I hope she is. But let's all pray for Maddie. We love Maddie, and she's in the hospital. I don't know if she's listening to the show or not, but she had a big operation. And let's just say pray for Maddie. That's all. I want all of us to pray for Maddie.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yes. This show, if you're just tuning in for the first time, is geared for the visually impaired and the blind community. And we love the sighted people listening to this show as well, because we think we are the bridge between the sighted and the visually and blind folks. All I can say is this way. I've had some experience this past week, which I think I'll discuss it next week's show, because this week's show is kind of full. But... all I can say is I went from a sighted person to, let's just say, we'll call, if you have sight, we'll say that's a 10. And I went from a 10, sighted, to, let's call it, from a 10, I went down to a 1. And a 1, I had a tiny bit of vision. Well, then I had an operation last week, and for about a week and a half, I went by one down to zero. So I now can tell you what it feels like to be one-sighted. I can tell you what it is to have a tiny, tiny bit of vision and have no vision.
You're using me for an example this week.
Yes, I was using Gary. Gary and I were talking about it, different things, because the doctor said that my little vision would come back, and he was right. It came back about 2 days ago. It came back because my eye was all swollen, and the other eye don't have much vision. But the right eye, which when they operated on, the vision came back. I mean, all I can say is this way. For those folks that are totally blind, I can now say, really, 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 I understand. Because it is a tiny bit difference. Let me tell you this right now. From a sighted person that I was when I lost my vision and became, I would say, down to a one, I have not much vision. I mean, Gary's across me right now and I cannot see him. I can see shadows. I can see the difference between sunlight and dark. I can see the difference between if it's a chair or something. I go outside and I can see the shadow of a car. I can see different things. So it's easier for me to get around than Gary, because Gary has no sight.
I don't see shadows. I don't see your
shadows. He doesn't see anything.
I know if it's daylight or dark. That's the only thing. You can run your fingers in front of my hand or my face. Nah, I can't see nothing.
Right. So
Michael knows that just that difference.
Oh, it's
amazing.
Makes
a big difference.
I can only say to you right now is this way. My vision, which is not much, I thank God that I have that little cockamamie vision, because it's a huge, huge difference when you have a little bit of vision. I didn't realize the difference between my buddy Gary having no vision.
Has low vision to no vision.
It's right. There is a huge, huge, huge difference. And all I can say is to my friends out there that are totally blind, I now understand, because that week that I was totally blind was a huge, huge difference in my life.
And that's why we're the bridge between y'all, because we can talk to you sighted people and you listen to our show and we teach you all about how we do things, how we get around, how we accomplish all these goals. But we're the bridge.
But I'd still say, folks, if you listen to the show, I still went to work when I didn't have any vision. I still went to work. I still did what I had to do. Yes, the only difference is, and I have to say it honestly, I had to ask more people to help me. That I did, because you know me and my talking to you every week. I open my mouth and I talk and I ask. So I had to ask more people questions because I could not see anything. Now, I don't have to ask as much, because I can at least see the grass on the, I can see the cement. So when I walk, I always walk with my little vision, I always walk facing down so I can see the cement, because I can see this difference between a cement and grass. I can see the difference of different shadows. I asked Gary a question. I said, Gary, if I put you in the middle of the street and if I turned you around, Gary, how would you find your house? Because I was curious myself. So, Gary, what was your answer? Tell him.
Sun. I pay attention where the sun is. Michael says, how do you know where the sun's at?
Yeah.
I say, I know the sun right now is in the in the southwest area. So he asked me, if I set you in the middle of your neighborhood and told you to go home, how would you know whether to go right or left? I said, well, I would take a left, because to the right of me is the southwest. I want to go southeast.
See, that's, I have no clue.
So I take a left.
I have no clue about the sun.
Gary and Michael, we have a caller. I couldn't see behind the microphone. Was blocking my vision from the monitor, but that's all right. There you go.
All right.
Okay, so it looks like we have Richard from Tallahassee, Florida calling in.
Richard from Tallahassee.
Welcome, Richard.
Hi, Richard.
Hey, Richard.
How you doing?
Doing good.
Gary, how are you?
I'm doing absolutely fine.
And how's it going?
I'm doing good.
What's happening there in Tallahassee?
Yeah.
Oh, it's cooling off now, and, you know, it's getting to be nighttime.
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted Richard to let people know I asked Richard to call in because we're talking about transportation today.
Well, we should really call then the second part of the show, not the first part, because we're not talking about transportation yet.
You didn't tell me what can you call in later, Richard?
It's all right.
Or do you want to talk it now?
Probably not.
So
probably not. Probably be busy. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you: how is your transportation up there for the blind and disabled?
Public transportation or handicapped transportation?
Yes. Yes.
Well, you understand that down there in Orlando, Orange County, Osceola, you know. Seminole, you're in a great location. You've got a great transportation system. They do it 24/7. Okay.
What do you have up there?
Well, it starts about 6 o'clock in the morning, and it goes to about 5 o'clock at night.
And that's it?
Amen. That's and it's only 6 days a week.
What about 6 days a week? No Sundays?
No Sundays.
So you would say we have a real good advantage here in Orlando with our transportation.
Uh-huh.
Richard, meet Edward Johnson.
Yes, this is Edward
from Links.
Johnson.
Hello, Richard.
Edward met Mr. Johnson.
It's just Edward.
Edward.
Mm-hmm.
He's you tell him. Ed.
Oh, yeah.
You say the words.
Yeah. Well, I work for Links, the transit agency here in Central Florida. And I used to, prior to coming back to Lynx, at this time I worked for the transit agency over in Atlanta. And prior to that, I worked for the transit agency here at Lynx for 13 years and also worked while when I was in Birmingham as well.
So he's our main man here in Orlando, Richard.
Yeah. Well, Richard, I want to thank you.
That's good. Hey, listen, even if it costs you a couple bucks, keep them there.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely. Well, thanks a lot for calling in, Richard.
Thanks, Richard, calling in.
Okay, and thank you for coming in for the program, Mr. Johnson.
Oh, thank you so very much for having me.
Okay. Right. Bye, Gary. Take care now.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye.
Hey, folks, let me explain something to you. The show from 7:15 on, we'll be talking a lot about transportation in Orlando and all over the country. And what I was going to say before Richard came on, that the phone number here to call in, because I would like different people to call in all over the country that are listening to the show about your transportation, if you have any. If you have any problems, I'd like to hear about it.
And Carl from Georgia.
Call in. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The phone number is 407-894-1680. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention, led by the Infant and Toddler Development Specialists. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
ORCAM, An intuitive wearable device with a smart camera designed to assist people who are blind or visually impaired. Do you want to be able to read newspapers, books, documents, or the menu at your favorite restaurant? Do you want to identify products at home or in the store? Recognize people's faces at parties? OrCam gives independence. And remember, training is included with all of our devices. Request a free demo. Call OrCam at 1-800-713-3741 and mention Blind and Beyond Radio or visit OrCam.com.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Blind and Beyond Radio Show. OrCam Glasses. Remember that name, OrCam. The glasses that you can afford. They have financing available. And if you want to read, if you want to do a lot of things that you once did, with these glasses, help you to do it. Remember, OrCam, affordable, financing available. And as they say, cost you basically one latte a day. Call today. The phone number to call today for your free consultation is 1-800-713-3741. Call today. Don't put it off. For a free consultation, call today. And don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone number is 407-898-2483. Welcome back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. Casey, just tuning in, we're going to have a little talk here about transportation. Well, you say, why? What's the big deal about transportation? Transportation. Well, that's a key, I guess, in the, especially the visually impaired or the blind community. So anybody out there listening to this radio show, if you have anything to talk about with your transportation, call in. If you have anything else, questions to say, ask. The phone number, 407-894-1680. We're going to be talking to Mr. Johnson about the, what are you saying, Lynn?
I wanted to get your permission as the host of the show, if we could take Braden from Texas for one moment.
Okay, one second.
To the subject.
Okay,
matter.
One second. Okay, so we're going to ask Mr. Johnson a few questions, and if you would like to call in and ask him a few questions, you're more than welcome. But we'd like to hear from other parts of the country
about
the radio show. We have a guest right now calling in from Texas. Who is it on the line from Texas? Who is this?
Who's there?
Braden.
Is that Braden on there?
Yes.
How you doing, Braden?
Hi, Braden.
Good.
Everybody loves you on this show. You know that.
I know.
That's my grandson, all right. I know.
So what are you calling in about, young man?
I just wanted to say hi.
Oh, you're calling to say hi. Okay.
Well, we appreciate you calling and saying hi and remembering about our show.
And also saying hope you have a great show.
Okay. Well, thank you
and
so much.
And you still wearing? Are you still wearing your hat?
Yeah.
Good. You got the Blind and Beyond radio hat. All right.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Braden. I love you. Talk to you later.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All the way from Texas. All right.
Okay, so now we have another caller on the line.
Yeah, we got the phones.
We do.
Lighten up.
We do, and I can hear the ringing of the phone. We do.
Yep.
We have David Hillebrand from Fern Park, Florida. Hi, David.
David Hillebrand from Fern Park, Florida. How you doing?
Sound like you got a... A bunch of wild callers rolling in.
Yeah.
There you go.
That was my grandson there, David.
Hey, meet Ed Johnson. Cool. Dave, meet Ed Johnson.
Hi, David. How are you?
Ed, how are you, sir? Good to meet you.
Good to meet you as well.
He's the one that answers the phones down at Lighthouse for us.
That's right.
I'm at the front desk there in the afternoons at the New Hampshire location.
Wow. Look forward to seeing you one day.
Well, needless to say, we have a lot of clients that use your service, and I've used it, you know, over the years an awful lot more. In the last couple of years, I haven't needed to, but I know we're definitely spoiled here in Central Florida for in many ways as far as transportation. And I do appreciate the good job you guys do. I did have a general question though, and I'm kind of curious. Every company must have some kind of priorities, and I wonder when it comes to picking up clients, if there are specific clients that you determined you must pick up first, if there's a certain group. And personally, I would think that your people that are on prescription or subscription trips would be a priority, but I'm wondering if your company officially has a particular pecking order, or if everyone is just on an even slate.
Well, David, with our program, everybody is equally important. But what we do consider is for people who are on life-sustaining services such as dialysis, we do want to make sure that they get to their treatments and get back home safely. But on a regular day, when we are scheduling the trips, it does not matter what is the purpose of your trip. We tend to want people who are not going to work or to their life-sustaining trips to take their trips during the off-peak. So if you're going to do your shopping, we would prefer that you call in to those services after 9 o'clock. But otherwise, everybody is equal to us. And everybody is equally important to us, because your getting to your destination is important to you, and therefore it is important to us.
Well, that makes sense, and it's very kind of you to say so on a customer service level, but I would think for your company that it would be easier in some ways to get some of the subscription trips down first and then fill in around that. Well, I mean, I understand that any business should typically say that every client is more important than another, but I would think when you're going to put up your schedule daily that the trips that you have on a regular basis would work best to, you know, sometimes even go to the same schedule for the drivers, because your drivers go through an awful lot, as I see all the time, and it can make it actually easier on the employees as well.
Now that I better understand the nature of your question, you're absolutely right. For our subscription trips, we tend to use that as the base of when we're scheduling the trips. It's not that any trip is more important than the other, but when we know that we have people who are riding daily and we're booking the trips around it, it gives us a little bit more of a solid framework which to schedule those routes. So we do look at that as far as what we call subscription trips. Go ahead and plug them in, and then we start building the run around new trips that are being added to the run.
Now, is this just for Access Links, or is this for the whole Links system?
This will be primarily for the Access Links.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Now, when it comes to our regular fixed route, mm-hmm. you know, that bus is going to go down that road regardless, and it has a certain time frame that it's going to be there, and we want everybody in Central Florida to get on one of those buses.
Get there on time.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So, let me ask you this question, if I may, Mr. Johnson. Here's the question of the moment. You have then basically two, should I say, divisions. You have the regular links, and then you have the, let's call the Access Links. Is that correct?
Well, let's say that we have three.
Three?
Yes. So we have our fixed route service. We also have our paratransit service, as it goes by the name of Access Links. But we also operate a van pool program for people that are going to work, who live in similar locations and going to work in a similar location. So there are three modes of transportation that we operate on a daily basis here in Central Florida.
Oh, so what's the third one? I never heard that
it's
one.
It's called van pool.
Is that for the sighted only?
Well,
or that's for
for anybody. And,
and
what we do, we lease out a van.
Wow.
Sometimes it's to an organization, so such as a business, say that, well, rather than we paying for parking.
Like a charter almost.
Yes. Uh-huh. But it's a van. Some cases we may have a 9-passenger van going all the way up to a 16-passenger van. A person would be designated to be the driver, and he or she would pick up the passengers, take them to work. The vehicle is parked. Most companies will have a priority space for that vehicle because they choose to carpool with one another. And then that the operator of that vehicle will then take everyone back home in the evenings.
Are they marked vans?
Yes, they are. And it has Link's van pool on the side of it.
Now when I'm driving around, I'll say, Michael, there it is.
Yeah. And there's a number that you can call in so you can become registered.
So now in your city, wherever you are.
Right.
What's your story? If you're in Philadelphia, if you're in Atlanta,
let's compare and contrast.
Chicago, Detroit, what's your story? Okay, do you have a story? South Florida? Is your bus situation like we have here in Orlando? Because to tell you the truth, I'm from Philadelphia. And from what I remember, Philadelphia's bus was fabulous as far as the fixed routes. But it wasn't so fabulous for, let's just say, the non-fixed routes, meaning the access buses.
I'd like to hear from Carl from Atlanta. Tell us what Georgia's got. He's always calling in.
Whether it's Atlanta or anywhere else.
Yeah.
Call
Goldfield
in. Phone us
407-894-1680.
407-894-1680.
I have one more for you, Ed.
Sure.
Could you explain TDA, Transportation Disadvantage?
Oh, wait, excuse me, Gary. David is still on the line?
Oh, David's still there?
Oh, my goodness.
who's on the line?
I actually still am here, but I've been listening. I've been listening and
you're just jealous because you want to be
stuff.
Here.
That's good. You learning?
Absolutely. I'm learning a lot, and it will be interesting to hear what other areas are going through and what, because I know we certainly have it spoiled as far as the time and stuff.
That's what everybody says. Orlando.
But you know what I say? I hear people on there arguing and complaining how bad. I says, move, go somewhere else and see what you got.
Well, right,
you got to come back.
But I do have to mention though to Mr. Johnson, I think it would be fun, and you might find it interesting though sometimes. As far as I know, scheduling is very difficult, but especially being there at the front desk, I can show you, several times a week where you might have two people that live a couple blocks from each other and leaving at the same time, and they're sending two different buses. Or sometimes one bus and three or four people get on and go in all different directions. Mm-hmm. So if you would see how many times that happens, it might help you to be able to hone in on where the problems are.
That's a good point, David. Ed, you're in the hot seat today.
No, Ed, be sure. I'm enjoying this.
All right, good.
And
David's
point.
Criticism.
We can't improve if we don't hear these things.
Right.
And that is something that I am particularly paying attention to. We're in the process of revamping our Access Links program, where we're going to look a lot closer at how we're scheduling the trips. In fact, what we want to do is make the service more effective for our customers and more efficient from a cost standpoint for the agency, because we recognize that the service is going to continue to grow. And unfortunately, money doesn't grow on trees. And so we've got to figure out, how do we operate even more services with limited funds, but also how do we make the services more effective for our customers? So what we're doing, we have now engaged this title of mobility management. And what we mean by that is we're now bridging our fixed route and our paratransit call center into one group. And we're going to, when a call comes in, we're going to make sure that we put the person on the right type of service that really meets their needs.
Oh, that's great.
So, you know, and it's going to start off with, well, our passenger may not necessarily need a wheelchair accessible vehicle. Maybe this person needs to be in a sedan. Mm-hmm. And so rather than dispatching this large vehicle out to transport this one person, we can potentially put them in a taxi cab, a Uber vehicle, a Lyft vehicle to better provide those services and make it more effective. And then it frees up the services with our wheelchair accessible vehicle for people who really need that type of vehicle or who needs that extra care in order to for them to get from their home to their destination. So we're looking at really improving the quality of our services. And so along with that, when you think about people who are going to work in generally the same area and also live in the same area, we want to try to minimize the number of trips that are going to the same location. And so that goes into our whole design of mobility management. So, David, I really do appreciate your comment about this.
Well, it sounds like you're definitely going on the right direction, and I know it's a really difficult thing. I used to take it for 25 years, and I every day going back and forth to work, and so it was a service that I could not do without. And I have to tell you, the people that answer the phones on down to the drivers just do a tremendous job as a whole. But I'm sure that, you know, running things a little more efficiently and where you're not sending a big van out for one person who lives next to somebody else, getting another van, that could save you a lot of money. And in the times when you're worried about, you know, how much things cost, gas, et cetera, it's a really important thing to look into.
Absolutely. But what I can tell you, while some people may consider it as being difficult, I believe that it is the right thing to do. So I enjoy what we do day in and day out. And I think when you put that enjoyment and love into the service delivery, it makes it that much more of pleasurable for our customers, as well as it makes the experience throughout the system, whether it's the employees or the customers, it just really makes us all enjoy what we're doing and make us the envy of the rest of the nation. And that's how we like that's how I like for us to look at our system.
A role model.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
A fabulous role model.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Dave, for calling in. I appreciate
your time.
It.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome.
See you later, Dave.
Okay, we're gonna go right now. We got trivia time.
Oh boy.
Trivia time.
What do I want?
Phone number 407.
You have to
guess the song. Right now it's 407-894-1680. This one's going to be an easy one. This one you should know. I want to know who's singing the song. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Wait a minute, Mike. When you say easy, Mike, you always say easy, and it don't be
he
so easy.
He didn't know it if it's the first one that I asked.
Oh, no. I thought
no,
I was,
the first
your
one,
song?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, your song's
one.
Difficult.
All right. Well, Chris knew it.
Whose song is first?
And he's a
her
lot younger.
Song?
Right, her song gets first.
Oh, okay, that's hard then. Okay, play this one.
I don't
one.
Think so now.
Yeah. Okay, well, this is Lynn's song. It's hard. I admit this one's hard.
All right,
407-894-1680. Okay, play Lynn's song.
Girl, you are to me all that a woman should be. Dedicate my life to you always. A love like yours is rare. It must have been sent from up above. And I know you'll stay this way for always.
Okay, so who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. That's Chris Shaw behind the scenes. He's singing the song, but it ain't him. Chris Shaw.
Yes, sir.
You sound good.
He does.
I was just blending in with everybody else.
Yeah. I always beg him to sing on the air.
Let's see if we get any winners. This is a difficult one.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not going to say it's a difficult one. It's just been a really long time since anybody heard it.
I'm visualizing Jennifer's party and the little kids dancing to this music.
Okay.
In the late 80s.
So say what year?
89.
Yep, that's right, 89.
Edward Johnson, don't tell, but do you know who's singing?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you know it. You know
yes.
It.
Thank you, Edward.
The young lady that was...
No, don't say it. Don't say it.
I'm not going to say her name.
But when I don't
was
say saying, it.
When I was in college, I had a crush on her.
Okay.
I'm with you. Right. I'm with you. And I was only in the fourth grade.
Yeah, you got a crush on everybody, yeah. Chris.
407-894-1680. Okay, the phones are ringing now.
Oh, boy.
407-894-1680.
Gary, you notice how Michael always knocks my choices?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're difficult.
But my song is really easy.
Last week, a woman from Buffalo won my
Absolutely.
Home.
I remember that. From my hometown area.
Buffalo, New York.
Absolutely.
Yep.
They are smart up there.
Edward, that's because he's from Buffalo.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
So...
All right, so who's on the line?
We got our good friend right here from around the corner, up the road, down the street, by our best friend's house, Miss KJ from Orlando.
Oh, KJ, she's smart.
She's young to know that.
She's smart that yeah. she knows it.
I'm KJ. Not too young to know that. I know it.
Yeah, I know
you know
you
it.
What yeah. is it, KJ?
Atlantic Star.
All right.
There
good
you go,
going.
KJ.
Good going. Had faith in you, KJ.
Now, KJ.
Uh-oh, you got a
Winter Park.
Yeah.
I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
KJ, you there?
Yes.
Okay, here's a question. $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue?
Choice,
or $10 gift from Dunkin' Donuts? Which would you prefer?
I'll do Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
$10 worth of Dunkin' Donuts pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Oh, and that's Gary. Okay, you
that's
said it
right.
good,
that's
Gary.
That's right.
So she won.
Oh, and if
yeah,
anybody
I also have some comments about transportation.
Good.
Okay,
one
good,
second.
Good going.
One second. You have her address?
We have it.
But before? You have her address?
We covered. Okay. We covered.
Yeah. She's covered before. Okay.
Good.
So KJ would like to ask you a question, Mr. Johnson.
Well, it's more of a comment. I used to take Access Links. I don't take it anymore. I haven't taken it in probably a year or two. But when I did take it, and I have heard from clients and coworkers that they've been stranded. I have a coworker that she has to take it home a couple nights a week.
Tell Mr. Johnson where you work.
I work for Division of Blind Services. So I have a coworker that she takes it a couple nights a week, and she gets picked up late, and then she doesn't get home for 2 hours. We have a lot of clients that happens to as well. The other thing is that the drivers don't say who they are. They pound on your door and say Lynx. They don't say their name. They don't. Some of them don't even get out of the vehicle. So that's a big issue as well.
Okay, as it relates to our passengers being stranded, we are addressing that in a way such that we're bringing in the "Where's my ride?" type. Call center, but what we want to do, we're going to start tracking the trips as they're supposed to be delivered. And if we see that a vehicle has broken down, we're going to reach out to the customers that's on that bus or that vehicle and let them know that we're going to reschedule their trip and let them know when to expect their vehicle. I think there's nothing worse than for someone having to sit at their home or at their business or doctor's office and have to wait on a vehicle and not knowing when it's going to arrive. So what we want to do, we want to get in front of that and continue to monitor the services throughout the day. And of course, there are going to be times where a vehicle breaks down or one of our customers may have an incident on the bus, number of things that go on throughout the day. But however, if we're in front of that situation, we're monitoring the vehicle, we can reach out to our customers, let them know that we've experienced some type of impact to the service, and then let you know when the vehicle is going to arrive. But what we want to do also is make sure that we reschedule the trip so that we can get you back home or to your destination in a timely manner.
Well, the other thing is Dave was saying about the trips, like, you know, for example, this person lives 10 minutes from where we work, and they took her all the way out to Oviedo and back, and she didn't get home. She was on the vehicle for like 2.5 hours, you know, and people have families that they have to take care of, and, you know, she's not the only one, but it's a real issue with going all the way on the other side of town, you know, just the trip's not making sense.
Absolutely, and that is something that we want to pay particular attention to as well. Depending on the type of vehicle that a passenger would need, if they do not need a wheelchair-accessible vehicle, if we were to send a sedan out, more than likely they're not going to go to another destination first. They'll be taking that person directly to their final location. So that
but this
will
person
help.
Has a guide dog, so that she's usually in a, you know, a lot. You know, a lot of our clients have dogs or wheelchairs, so they have to, I mean, just because they're taking a big van shouldn't mean they should be on there for 2 or 3 hours.
You're absolutely right. And I think that with us changing how we're doing our business and pushing more trips that do not have to be in a wheelchair system, accessible vehicle, they will be in a sedan, and that will get them to their immediate location. But also, it reduces the number of people that's on our wheelchair accessible vehicle as well, and that gets us to your destination first as well.
Well, Kelly, thank you for calling, and we have to take another caller, but good points, and I'm sure Ed will address those issues.
Thanks for listening.
Okay. We now have Kevin from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
First time caller. Welcome.
All right.
Hello.
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 Yep, I have a comment and maybe a question for Ed there.
Okay.
Okay, I've lived in a few different areas, from Massachusetts down to Pittsburgh, and I've never used any of the access vans or anything, but I have used the set route buses, and they've all been pretty good. There's one place I lived that there's one feature that that the transit authority had on their buses that I just loved, which is change cards. Most buses you have to have exact change, but this company, if all you had was a 5 or a 10, you put it in and you got a change card. Have you guys ever looked at doing
something
like that?
In other words, a running credit? Yeah. Like a credit?
I don't mean a credit card,
but money left on the card.
Right,
yeah.
Right. I'm not familiar with the system
that
issues a change card. Mm-hmm. However, there are some systems that they have stored value cards where you would load a certain value, like $20 on the card, and it would deduct the value of that trip, and then you have a remaining value that you can continue to use.
Is that what you mean, Kevin?
Yes, that sounds like it.
Well, we are going to look into that. That's something that we had looked at several years ago, and we had foregone that because of the cost and the changing of the technology. But now the technology has leaped and bounded so many times now that I believe that we're ready to start that discussion again.
Michael, did you want to talk?
Kevin.
Yes, Mike.
Okay, so you're from Lancaster, Pennsylvania?
Well, at the moment, yes.
Okay, so that's where you're listening to us from right now,
yes.
Lancaster.
How did you learn about us?
Yes. Oh, I got a notification from something sometime last year and started listening in online.
Must have been one of the organizations that we notified.
So you're one of those folks that listen and don't call in. From now on, I hope you call in all the time.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
We love your calls. Especially if you're not
Well, I would call in more, but you don't have any good trivias.
Okay. You ain't got. Wait a minute. I got one coming up for you tonight.
Okay. We're going to have some more trivia this afternoon or this evening. Call in. Okay. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to say anybody from Pennsylvania, you're first to call in. How's that? We'll see if you know it.
Going to a break, Michael.
We're going to break.
Yep.
Don't
yep.
forget to call
Thank
in later.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Kevin. Yep.
Stay
Bye-bye.
Tuned. Keep on listening. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Right. We'll be right back from the break. This is Michael from Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Orcam Glasses. Remember that name, Orcam. The glasses that you can afford. They have financing available. And if you want to read, if you want to do a lot of things that you once did, with these glasses, help you to do it. Remember, Orcam, affordable, financing available. And as they say, costs you basically one latte a day. Call today. The phone number to call today for your free consultation is 1-800-713-3741. Call today. Don't put it off. For a free consultation, call today. And don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Orcam, an intuitive wearable device with a smart camera designed to assist people who are blind or visually impaired. Do you want to be able to read newspapers, books, documents, or the menu at your favorite restaurant? Do you want to identify products at home or in the store? Recognize people's faces at parties? Orcam gives independence. And remember, training is included with all of our devices. Request a free demo. Call Orcam at 1-800-713-3741 and mention Blind and Beyond Radio or visit orcam.com.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and an interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
I miss my bus again.
I miss the bus. I miss the bus. I miss the bus. And that is something I will never, ever, ever do again. I miss the bus. I miss the bus. I miss the bus. And that is something I will never, ever, ever do again.
And that brought
brought me back to my high school days when I missed my bus.
There you go. Good. Great.
You're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. Like to hear from you wherever you are.
And you know there's another number out there for them to listen to?
Don't confuse them. We're talking about people calling in.
Oh, calling? Okay.
Yeah, calling. Only calling in number.
Just call.
It's 407-894-1680. That's the number to call in. Gary was going to give us another phone, which we'll
but
give
they're
you.
Already listening, so there's no
right.
point in telling
we'll
them right
We'll give you
now.
Some other phone numbers, but not that one. Okay. This is the only number to call in, 407-894-1680. Wherever you are, call in. Tell us your story. I'd like to hear about your bus line or your transportation.
From anywhere in the United States
Atlanta.
Or Canada.
Where are you, Atlanta?
Maybe. Do you have a story?
I got one.
Yeah,
all right.
What's your story?
Go ahead.
I was about maybe 14 years old, right? And my bus, I saw it in the wintertime in Chicago, you know, you go outside, you run outside, you look, and then you go right back, get in the house. I was that close enough to the bus stop. Well, to behold you, I went outside, I saw the bus, and it was taking a little bit. It was like two blocks over, but it just took forever to get to the front of the house so I could just run out and catch it. Well, I missed my bus.
I got one for you, too, Ed. Listen to this one. Years ago, I had a seeing eye dog. I'm sitting there waiting for the bus to come. And because I was not standing, the bus went past, but he did not stop. He says, and I called
because
and I asked why.
Standing?
And he said he was not standing. I said, how am I going to see the bus coming? I didn't, you know, to stand up.
Oh, jeez.
And he saw I had a dog. Yeah, that wasn't right at all.
No,
that wasn't. But you know what? Lynx is coming up with a solution that will help you out with
what
that.
What is it?
We're developing a mobile application where you can know when your bus is arriving. We're going to do that for a fixed route.
Like a GPS
paratransit. Yes,
sort
absolutely.
Of.
You know, just like you would when you look at your phone for your Uber or Lyft,
yeah. You
know how, and it will talk to you and let you know that your vehicle is coming. We're doing the same thing.
Wow.
And we're doing that for our fixed route side. We're looking to roll that out in a few months. And we're looking to do the same thing on our paratransit side. So when the vehicle is coming to your home for paratransit access links, it will let you know that your vehicle is en route. And
all
then
right.
it will tell you as it's approaching your destination, your
stop. That's good. Something. I like
That's
that.
Great. Yeah. That's great.
But I tell you, Ed, when they found out about that, I was going to college. The head man of whatever Lynx was then came and picked me up at college, took me out to lunch, and took me home for an apology.
And that's what we should always do. Because you're such a wonderful man.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, you know me long enough, Ed.
All right, we got a couple minutes to the top of the hour.
All right, gentlemen, calling in, 407-894-1680.
There's somebody on the phone.
Chris Shaw. Amy on the line?
Yes, sir. We got our friend Don Wilkerson right here from Orlando who wants to join in on the Mr. Bus convo.
Oh, good.
Okay, there you go.
Hi, Don.
How you doing, Don?
How are you doing, Michael and Lynn? It's
good
to talk to you and Gary.
Yes, sir.
Saw Blind Gary yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yes, 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 you did.
And meet Ed Johnson.
Hello, Don.
Yes,
how are you?
Hi, Ed.
So you're from Orlando, right?
Yes, I am, and I have a bus story, and I have a suggestion.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, the first thing is a suggestion. I think you all ought to have zones where you have drivers driving in certain locations where they don't have to be so stressed out having to go from one end of the area to the other. I think that would make a big difference. You could probably even hire more drivers to cover more zones if you have to. Also, 2 weeks ago, I was on the bus. I was at the lighthouse. I'd gone to the lighthouse at like 8:30 in the morning, and I had a class there. I was supposed to be picked up from 3 to 3:30 in the afternoon. The bus was 4 hours late. They called me three times with lies. First of all, telling me they were going to pick me up at 3:40. Then I called again about a half an hour later. They said 4:40. I called again the half an hour later. They said 5:40. About an hour later, they called me back and said, well, there was an incident with your driver, and we're looking for somebody to pick you up. And I didn't get picked up till like 7:15 that evening.
Don, let me ask you a question. We're going to break. Can you hold on the phone?
Yeah, please hang on there, Don.
Sure can.
Okay, okay. We're on a break. Stay there. Don't go away. We'll pick you up on the other side of the break.
Hour two coming up.
Don't go away, folks. We got a lot more content. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. The second hour is coming up.